You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. It's a great day to have a great day, wouldn't you say? I'm a poet and I didn't even know what I'm joking. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Peeping Light Podcast. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy and today we are doing episode 20. Who would have thought? 20 episodes of me. And I'm loving every moment of it. And I think I'm just going to continue to go with the flow. I know I don't want to make any promises with regards to consistency as yet. I'm still working on getting myself able to have a set allocated time to sit and do this all the time. Unfortunately, life hasn't worked out that way. But here we are, episode 20, My Peeping Light Podcast. And today I'm going to talk about mastering me. Or more importantly, mastering you. Self-mastery is such an important concept and conversation, and I think that we should have it more. So today, that's what we're going to be chatting about. I hope you enjoy it, and I will be right back. You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Right, let's get to it. So, I took some time this weekend to, let me say, enrich myself with some information. I haven't really done it in a while. I've always been somebody that like watches a lot of inspirational, motivational videos, not necessarily by motivational speakers. I just generally enjoy success stories or stories where people overcome pain and overcome, you know, their obstacles, or, you know, something terrible happens and then they overcome it and they just, you know, manage to live wholesome, fruitful lives. And I love happy stories and I love happy endings. And I always have, and I just, you know, it's a built-in system with me where I prefer a happy ending than an ending that leaves me hollow and empty and sad. So anyway, so this weekend, I don't know how I got to the point. I just, you know, I feel like you're guided by the universe, or you're guided by God, you're guided by your internal compass into the directions that you need to go. And, you know, the things that you focus on pop up, and the things that you need pop up. And then it's obviously your choice on whether you're going to choose to engage or disengage, right? And I decided to engage this weekend. I decided to do a 3-day summit. I decided to get information sessions, motivation sessions, and just invest in myself a little bit. And I'm so grateful that I did, because I feel like it was time worth spent. And I feel like it's taken me to a step closer to where I need to be, where I want to be, and where I'm going to be. I do know that there is some work that I need to do on myself and some action that I need to take in order to move to the next steps. But, you know, I took the time to stop sleepwalking, to stop just, you know, living without thinking, and to engage and to inform myself. And the Real Success Network really provided an amazing service. They have another session this weekend, actually, so I think that you guys should actually log in and have a look and see what people have to say. It's either for you or it's not, and if it's not for you, it just means you're not ready to hear what they have to say, and that's okay. I am not forcing anything on anyone. I'm just saying that I enjoyed it, and it would be something worth looking into. So I wrote a piece called Mastering Me, because for as long as I started this self-empowerment process of mastering myself about 10 years ago, I've always known that I am the person that needs to change in order to get to where I need to be. I've always known that. I've always been growing in that. And I've always felt that educating myself about who I am and where I'm going is the most important thing over everything else. Because if I don't know who I am, or if I don't love who I am, then, you know, how can you know me? How can you love me? Or how can my, you know, just in general, people close to me, how can they be what I am not, to me. It makes absolutely no sense. So mastering me is very important. But most importantly, I want you to think about mastering you. I want you to think about loving you, and I want you to think about getting to know yourself better. Okay, so I wrote this piece on tamstermay.com. It's called Mastering Me. I'm going to read it to you, and then a little bit afterwards, we'll continue the discussion a little bit more relaxed and freely. And I hope that you get something out of this. I hope that you learn something from it. And I just hope that I can share some information that I've processed, that I've digested. I'm not sharing other people's information with you. I'm sharing my opinion. I'm sharing where I'm at in my life, and I'm sharing who I am and how the information that I received affected me. So, Mastering Me, tamstermay.com, tamstame.com. Please have a look at my blog. There's a few others that I've written on there that I think you might be interested in if you're a reader. And if not, that's okay. Instagram page, follow that. But for now, let's deal with my Peeping Light podcast and have a read about Mastering Me. I will be right back. Alrighty. Mastering Me, written by myself, Tammy Lynn Murphy, on my blog page called tamstermay.com. Please feel free to visit. Feel free to have a read on all the lovely things I like to write about involving life and just what I experience in general, or my opinions, I guess. And I hope you enjoy it, but please feel free to visit tamstermay.com, tamstame.com. Right, Mastering Me. Here goes. Let's have a read. Education is so important, right? Its importance has been repeatedly highlighted in my life, and I absolutely agree. It's vital to our very survival. However, I think the education that you are thinking of and what I am thinking of are completely different. What's my point? Educating yourself is vital. Yes. But don't you think the education should be directed towards mastering the art of you first, before even trying to master someone else's art, someone else's information? I have seen people rise from nothing with no education because they decided that they are valuable enough to learn. So they learned themselves and became a goldmine of wealth. Not money, wealth. I get it. You have to love yourself enough to take a chance on you. You have to know yourself enough to value what you have to offer this world. I get it. I really do. But it isn't easy. Learning yourself is not easy. When you learn to master you, there's no more hiding, no more pretending, and certainly no more self-hate. It's like opening Pandora's box and letting everything out, knowing that your world, as you know it, will be turned upside down and exposed. It's scary. It really is. And I really can relate to those that never find the courage to push through the fear. I know that for years now I've started and gradually found my way back to my comfort zone. Thankfully, my connection to God and nature always nudges me when I'm too far off track. And after every start that I never see through, a seed gets planted. And every time I try again, that seed gets watered. So, for me, it's taking longer than I feel it should take. But I completely understand why. The shit is scary. Who am I kidding? I was never going to tackle this in a day. It's been years already, and I've never shied away from growing myself. Just a little bit, every chance I get. And over the years, when I look back, I am a completely different person now than I was 5 years ago. If I look back 10 years ago, I can genuinely say, wow, I have transformed into a completely different human, positively transformed, but transformed. I know I have a long way to go, but what I realize is that this journey will only end once I take my last breath. Until then, every day is a learning day. Every day I get to learn about me is as much as I give myself permission to. I think I want to repeat that. Every day I get to learn about me as much as I give myself permission to. And every day I will be different in some way. Every day we change. We are never the same person when we go to sleep at night that we were when we woke up that morning. Our body has changed. Our mind has new information. Our hair has fallen out. Or we met a new person that has made even the tiniest impact on us. Whatever it is that you do every day, it changes you. It transforms you. Even if we don't want it to, we don't have a choice. For me, it's how much do I want to grow each day? What can I do to make positive enhancements? How do I find what's blocking me from complete freedom? And then once I find that, how do I completely remove that blockage? Do I have all the answers? Absolutely not. But I do have the right questions. And that will lead me to my answers eventually. And I'm taking a small step every day towards my dreams. Nothing will ever happen overnight. One small step each day towards mastering who I am and then taking myself to the highest point and flying. I think the most important relationship you will have is with God and with yourself. But that's just my opinion. That's my truth. And that's what works for me. Because I believe once I can fill my cup and it runs over, then I can start filling yours. But how can I even begin to help you when I'm not even trying to help myself? So, self-mastery is key. Self-love is vital. And everything else will flow from there. Love and light, that is my post on mastering me. I am Tamilyn Murphy. This is my Peeping Light podcast, and I was reading to you from tamstermate.com. I'll be right back after the break. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. I absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope. Apparently, it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these, but unfortunately, bills need to be paid, and I have a day job. So, if you believe in me and the work that I do here, and my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape or form. Let's be real though, not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too and listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here. And to me. Thank you. You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Right, so that was a good read. Well, at least I thought so. And I just wanted to say that the reason I'm doing this is because from my personal experience or from who I am, I cannot speak for everybody, and I always maintain that I'm never going to talk about anything that I haven't lived myself or that I don't understand for myself. And then I'd like to just emphasize on the fact that these are just the opinions that work for me. These are the things that work for me. These are the practices and the actions that I've taken in life that have worked for me. And even though I've been taking baby steps towards the path of improvement, the level of improvement when I look back 5 years, 10 years, even 1 year, just the amount of improvements that I've made using the tools that I have and using the knowledge that I have because of my own experiences and because of listening to other people, just combining everything and using what I need and not using what I don't need has gotten me to such an amazing place. And I'm so grateful that I keep, every time I drift out to sea, I keep getting pulled back in. I keep getting washed back to shore. And that is what I need. I need to come back to the ground. I need to come back to what I've been grounding myself to do. I've been planting roots. I've been planting seeds. I've been changing the narrative in my head. I've been doing affirmations. I've been doing all the things, guys. Listen, this is not something that just today I decide I want to be a better person and so I'm going to be a better person. This is something that takes years of work and repetition and, you know, understanding. And with each step you take, with each baby step you take, for me, for somebody that's pain was as deep as mine, for somebody that the hurt was as deep as mine, for me to overcome the things that I used to do to myself, say to myself, the actions, the way I used to live, for me to overcome all of that was never going to happen just in a day. It is a gradual process. And the only thing that needed to be decided was that I don't want this anymore. And I need to do what I need to do to make the changes that I need for my life. So, I guess I have to say and I have to emphasize that learning about yourself is not the easiest thing in the world. The reason why I said that in the blog post, not easy. You have to feel things. You have to cry. You have to go through pain that you've hidden away in the deepest, darkest corners of your heart, of your mind, of your soul. And you have to find it. You have to look for it. You have to search it out and you have to hook it in and you have to yank it out of its little corner and you have to face it. And you have to look at it and be like, you, come here. Let's deal with this. And I think the greatest thing for me that I've learned over the years, not this weekend, this is not something I've learned this weekend, this is just something I've learned in general, that you move through pain quicker when you face it. And the more you hide from it, the longer it takes. Or the more you hide from it, the worse it gets, because it just sits there and festers. It just festers and grows into things and attacks people that don't need to be attacked and grows. I just don't do it. Pain is something that we're all going to experience in life. It is inevitable at some point that we're going to experience some level of pain, whether it be not so much or an extremely deep level of pain. But I think the key is to just, you have to face it. Now, there are levels of pain that no matter how much you face is going to knock you to the ground all the time, but you have to keep getting up. No matter how difficult it is, you have to face it, let it knock you down, keep getting up, keep trying again. It's not going to be like that forever. Eventually you will figure out how to move past it. You will learn the tools. If you really want to, you will find ways. You will find ways to face it and move forward and push through without having to tuck it away in a deep dark corner. I think my biggest challenge was facing the things that I've tucked away in deep dark corners, was facing them and not having to hide from them anymore. Now, the thing is, when you're hiding from yourself, it seems a little bit ridiculous, right? But this is what we do. We shove things away in a corner. We pretend we're fine. We say it's okay. And then we hide from ourselves and we pretend like it never happened. And, you know, we just whatever. That's not how it works, unfortunately, because in 10 years' time, that thing that you shoved away is still going to be there, but it's going to be affecting different parts of your life. It's going to be festering and affecting things that it's really unnecessary for them to be even penetrating. Right. So, my point is that learning yourself is not easy, and you are going to be opening up all sorts of different things and feelings, and you have to find strength in yourself to face it and to endure the pain and to, you know, cry the tears, feel the pain, acknowledge that you felt pain. There's nothing wrong with feeling. You acknowledge that it happened, you feel it, and then have that conversation with yourself. Why did you feel the way you feel? Is it valid now? Do you still feel that way now? Yes. Should you be holding on to it? Find ways to move past it. If somebody's done something to you, the only way you're going to move past it is if you forgive them. I'm not saying go and be their best friend, but forgive them. You know what? I forgive you. I don't need you in my space. You've hurt me. Let's move on. moving along, but forgiveness, you have to save yourself from yourself. These people can't have control over you. If you've done something and it's had a bad result, forgive yourself and move forward. You know, feel the pain, acknowledge, you know, but empower yourself with forgiveness. Empower yourself, you know, face your fears. If you've done something and if you've made horrible choices, you know, accept the responsibility and make better choices. It's all about you. It's all about empowering you and learning you. And you know, the thing is, every day you wake up a different person than you were the day before. You've dreamt new dreams. Your skin has shed. Your hair's fallen out. You're not exactly the same. It's not identical. Things have changed. And by the time you get to bed, even more things have changed. You've thought new thoughts. You've learned new information. You've met new people. You've learned a new word. You've read a new book. You've done something different. And that one thing that you've done differently has created change in you. It has created a different thought. It's either added value or it's taken away from you. And the point is that at the end of each day, you're always different. And you just have to decide, you know, you have to give yourself permission to learn as much as you can about yourself every day. You just have to decide what changes are going to occur. You're going to have to decide, or you have to decide who you're going to allow in your space and who you're not going to allow in your space. So the changes that are going to happen in you, are they going to be positive changes or negative? That's not on you. You get to say who your friends are. You get to say, you know, where you live, what your focus is, what's important to you, what do you value, you know, what kind of a life do you want to live? Who are you? You get to say all those things. And I think just for me, you know, you have to just understand and embrace that change is going to happen, whether it's going to be a positive change or a negative change. You can try and stay where you are, and you probably will stay where you are in certain, I suppose, instances, but you're still going to change. You're still going to think. You're still going to talk to people. You're still going to shed skin. You're still going to lose hair. You're still, you know, your saliva is going to, there's circulation systems. There's always circulation. Nothing stays the same. Things die, things live. Hair falls out, it regrows. Skin cells die and fall off and new ones come. It's like, you know, it's just a continuous circle of life, and you just have to embrace it and understand that there's nothing you can do to stop it. Until the day you take your last breath, you're going to be changing and learning. And at the end of the day, is you have to make the choice of how well you want to know yourself. And if you don't even want to know who you are, how are you going to know who other people are? For me, I think the biggest thing I heard, I can't remember who said it, but they said, you know, we study degrees and we study information that other people have shared with the world, but we don't study ourselves. We don't even know ourselves. Who are you? I mean, I'm not talking about likes and dislikes. I'm talking about who are you? And mastering you is part of that. It's key. You know, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You know, what are you made of? What are you built of? What's your, you know, what are you afraid of? You know, what excites you? Who are you? Every single deep, dark corner, do you know them? Do you know what's there? Do you know what's lurking? Do you know how to learn more? I mean, figure it out. Just this whole, I know I'm rambling. I know I'm just so passionate about it. And there's just so much stuff going on in my head. And I think the message that I want to get through to you today is just, there's so much information out in the world. There's books, there's people, you can listen to them, you know, you can talk to people, you can get the opinions of others. But the most important information that you need to acquire for yourself is information about you. You are your greatest asset. You are the most important thing to you. Without you, you do not exist. Okay, I'm being corny. But at the end of the day, my wish is that you will find the time for you, and that you find the time to master you, all things you, love you, be you, learn you, and stop allowing the influences of people around you to tell you who you should be. Stop allowing people to dictate to you what you should be doing. Find ways to free you so that you can live your life with complete freedom, emotional freedom, financial freedom, freedom of time. You know, just do what you have to do to master yourself. And everything will flow from there. I promise, everything will fall into place. Once you start focusing on the right things, once you start focusing on growing positively, growing yourself positively, everything will fall into place. Your friends, your family, this, you know, your work, your income, it'll fall into place. I promise. You just have to trust the process, and you have to trust yourself, most importantly. You have to trust your maker, and you have to rely on your source of life. You have to rely on the source of life. And you have to use the tools that you've been given. You have to breathe. You have to absorb the sunlight. Use what we've been given and master yourself. Anyway, I'm rambling. I don't want this to be too long. So, I am Tamilyn Murphy. This is my podcast on My Peeping Lights podcast on self-mastery. Mastering me, mastering you, mastering everything about yourself, doing what's important, prioritizing yourself. You are your greatest asset. Never forget that. My Peeping Light podcast. Thank you for listening. I will see you. Actually, I won't see you. Will I hear you? All right. I will be back in episode 21. There we go. So as you can tell, this is just me live, actually. Well, not live. I record. I don't really do much editing. I like you to see the authentic me. And if that comes with mistakes, then so be it. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's helped. I hope you've heard something. And I hope that you grow to be better, to be positive, to be happier, to be healthier, to be whole, to find your finance, your complete and total freedom. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I will see you. I will speak to you next time. You're listening to My Peeping Light podcast.